During a tour of Western Massachusetts last week, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito touted the work of the Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity. The group is receiving state funding for an affordable housing project. The Gordon Deming Infrastructure Project and Housing Development is a 6-unit affordable condominium project spearheaded by the Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity. The project was awarded a $425,000 MassWorks Infrastructure Program grant. Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyre says securing funds has everything to do with strong grant application writing.
This grant application, there were 96 applicants. 96. In our city, and our friends at Habitat, win.
The funds are critical for the city's construction of an access road and infrastructure the nonprofit needs for housing development. Tyre championed the work of her community development team.
This is another fine example of how the city, the state, and our nonprofit partners work together to bring good things to the people of Pittsfield.
Berkshire Gas donated the land on Deming Street to Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity in 2009. The condominium project, which has attracted $780,000 in private investment, will be divided into 3 phases, with 1 building per phase. The net zero energy condos will be 3 and 4 bedrooms. Construction will start in April 2018. Executive Director Carolyn Valley says Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity will select families through an application process to participate in the home construction.
We could have just said, okay, we're going to throw up a few houses there and it'll be, call it a day. But we brought in community people that will be purchasing these homes to say, what do you think about the design? Everybody learns how to be a leader in there, and they'll all learn how to have roles in a condo association.
The project is expected to be completed in 18 months. In August 2016, Republican Governor Charlie Baker reauthorized MassWorks and promised $500 million of future investment in critical infrastructure. The administration plans to award 47 grants totaling nearly $85 million this year for housing and economic development projects. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito says the selection process is made easier because more municipalities are choosing to partner with the state through its Community Compact program.
When the state is deciding how to divide up the taxpayer dollars and distribute them across this Commonwealth, we want to be able to distribute dollars and invest in communities that are ready to take those dollars and do transformational things with them. If we were to invest in communities that didn't have a strong leadership team, or didn't have a vision, or didn't have a plan, then those dollars might not achieve the overall goal that's intended in that community.
Polito also visited neighboring Dalton Thursday, which became the 314th municipality to join the Compact program. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.